This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Anti-Defamation League says anti-Semitic incidents in Colorado jumped by more than 50% last year. Spokesman Scott Levin blames the increase on a decline in civility among elected leaders, which thus emboldens hate groups.
People just don't feel as safe as they used to. When we see such a rise in anti-Semitism, it really can be the canary in the coal mine, showing that there's a rise of hate against all different types of groups.
Levin says there were 61 incidents of anti-Jewish harassment and vandalism reported in Colorado in 2019. The debate over how and when states should open up is becoming more political and partisan. The president continues to push for states to reopen. Senator Cory Gardner says he's listening to health experts and did not comment on Donald Trump's messaging.
I'm working with the governor to make sure that we're following the guidances of experts in Colorado and across the country who understand the health impact and the economic impact.
Gardner was among the Republican senators who met today with Trump. Meanwhile, Governor Polis says social distancing and wearing masks are part of his plan for reopening businesses. Colorado Mesa University is working with health officials to develop a plan to allow campuses in Grand Junction and Montrose to resume in-person instruction in August. Some facilities are slated to reopen next month, including a bookstore and recreation center. It is sunny and 79 degrees with a red flag warning until 9 for Grand Junction, 75 in Denver. This is CPR News.